This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Oh, okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure. Stay with me because Zach's gone. We don't know everything. I am your host, Kelsey Dara. And yes, Zachary's sweet, sweet Noe Towers had a job last minute come up. And y'all, it's the day before the podcast is supposed to be posted. So I say, listen, what these sweet confident bottoms, they gonna get two back-to-back hostful episodes. Deal with it. Hope you guys don't mind. Happy mother effing new year. If you're listening to this on Monday, wow, God be with you on this day, back into society, back to work. Ew, I was about to say rise and grind. Don't let the toxic hustle culture get to you, but I can't help but subscribe a little bit in the fact that getting back to work and like getting back on schedule and into routine this year feels a little bit like I need some support. Okay. I need a little bit of help from my friends, from people that I love in my life. But most of all, it comes from within thyself. Okay. Confidants. I've been saying this one mantra to myself all week since the new year started that I've been back in LA. And it's so simple, but I swear it has been pulling me out of a depressive episode. And give it a try. I have a big problem with repetitive thinking. So like a lot of rumination. And anytime I catch myself ruminating, I replace it with this. I take a deep breath. And I say, I am so lucky to get to do what I get to do. I am so lucky that everything is working out for me. And I am so lucky that I get to be with this version of myself right now. I will never get to be with this version of me ever again. So let me hold her softly. It's a little lengthy. It's a long. Sometimes I take what I need out of it and I just say a little like, ooh, I'm so grateful to be me. And I've tricked my mind into being very excited about being myself. Which sounds depressing. I know the way that it just came out made me sound like I'm not excited to be me. I'm very excited to be me. But sometimes when you're just in that ruminatory, like, oh, fuck, why have I, oh, God, am I doing that? Oh, did I do this? And blah, blah, should I be? Hey, girl, you are so lucky to be you. You are so, how lucky are we that everything works out for us? How lucky are we to be with this version of thyself right now that I will never get to be with her ever again? So let me be with her softly. And then it's like, oh yeah, duh, gratitude. Gratitude's the attitude, baby. Put it on a shirt. Hey, I did something crazy over New Year's Eve. I hard launched The Athlete. If you guys caught it, which I know a lot of y'all did because I saw the comments and they made me giggle. Me and The Athlete, we went public with our relationship. I don't know what spurred that. Like, we didn't make a plan for it. In fact, we had like really planned to just keep our things private from each other. But we were kind of like, at this point, we've been like together a year and like we're just doing ourselves a disservice. So I posted, his name is Henrik Rigetnig. I adore him. I love him. I call him Henny for short. So all the times you've ever heard me slip up and almost say hit, I'm going with Henny is his nickname. We call ourselves Henny and Coke. I'll let you figure that one out on your own. And he is currently away. He is in Canada. And then he might be going to Spain. He is a football player, aka a soccer player. He is a goalkeeper. He is very good at his soccer job. I adore watching him. I love watching him doing something that he loves. But beyond him being like a superior athlete and being, he is also just like an incredible, solid fucking dude. And we love him. And we love that for us. So I don't have to hide his name anymore. Although I probably still will be referring to him as the athlete out of habit. But it killed me. Y'all's comments were saying like in his Instagram bio, it literally says athlete, which is so funny. I did not know it said that. I didn't realize it said that. Obviously, I just called him that because that's what the first idea that came out of my brain when I first talked about him. And that made me get, it made both of us giggle. Hey, that was some,
where's my ping pong?
Housekeeping. Some other fun housekeeping I have done since the new year is going over all. Yes, all, every single financial charge I made in 2024. In fact, this was so insightful and inspiring. I'm going back and doing 2023 just to see what differences were made. How did I spend this way? Was I smarter on that way? Did business make more or less? This is something normally like I have a tax person do where he'll just kind of give me the year numbers, you know, he'll say like, this is what you're writing off. This is how much you made, blah, blah, blah. But I've never really gone through the nitty gritty and like looked at every single motherfucking charge. And y'all, it's just say it's sparking some changes. I am eating from home like you would not believe. Okay. We'll get to a little segment later about the Amazon shopping and the problem that I had emphasis on former. We're talking about some like corporate social justice stuff anyway later on. But man, if you aren't doing this, I'm going to tell you, this isn't an ad, but get this little app called Rocket Money. Okay. It is donation based and it's really good. I've had a bunch of like stupid finance apps, like financial trackers that I never used and it was too convoluted. Rocket Money is very user friendly and solid, especially if you're someone like me that's not great at looking at numbers because we're dyscalculia. But I am enjoying, dare I say, I've been making it into a little game of like guessing and then seeing the actuals of what business cost or how much we paid out to freelancers or like what subscriptions I'm subscribed to. Let me just tell you, I was canceling a lot of subbies this weekend. Okay. It feels as much embarrassing as it does feel good, right? Like nobody's looking at these numbers except for me, but I am embarrassed. I am just like not, I shouldn't be waiting till the very end of the year to be looking at this shit. And I'll give you a promise right here, right now. I ain't going to do that no more. I'm going to be checking it every friggin' month at the end of the month, going through and seeing what did we spend, why, how. And I've been very lucky and privileged to live a self-salaried life that I can write off certain things because my experience in life is my job. But I do see why people go back to 9-to-5s. I'll say that. Because, man, oh, man, them paychecks be coming all over the place, okay? They be coming January, then I don't get one for February or March. Then all of a sudden, April. Wow, what a month. And then not again until August. Whoops, you had an abortion. Guess what? You're cutting your salary in half. It's just like, I look at this and I'm like, how do I live like this, like so chaotically with such insane ups and downs financially? But hey, we keep it pushing. We keep it cooking. We're figuring it out. So I encourage you. And tell me below, do you look at your finances? Like how often? And are you looking at every single charge? Be honest, because I am. And sometimes I'd be like, what was even this thing for? I got to go connect my PayPal, my Venmo. I got to see who did this for what and why. It's just been very eye-opening. And I will say, I'm making a choice this year to try and actually save a certain amount of money. So I'll talk about that in another episode, but I'm going to start like a little goalkeeper and I'm going to try and put money away. No pun intended on the goalkeeping. And we'll see how it goes. Athlete is also keeping me accountable. Okay. Cause he cooks every breakfast, lunch, and dinner here at home. So I'm trying to do better about that. Hee hee. Okay, I have some fun survey results from y'all. A couple weeks ago, we talked about an app that could have people write reviews, sort of like a Yelp for your sexual powers. And would you ever check yours if people were able to go and comment about your sexual skills? Would you want to see it? Would you want the reviews? Would you go read it? And I was actually shocked. 64% of you said you wouldn't want to know. What? Only 36% of you said, oh, yeah, which is wild. I asked why or why not, and these were some of the funny responses. Someone said, I'm very sensitive. I would cry. Another person said, as someone who has a lot of anxiety around sex, this would stress me out even more. Very valid, very fair. Someone said, I feel like exes could use it to be vengeful and would lie. That's a very good point. We're assuming that everyone here is using it for good and is going to be a good, honest person about that, which we can't. When you got haters like that, who knows what they would say? And to be honest, I don't know that I have all my stories straight either. Like, sometimes you'd be dickmatized. Sometimes you'd be lying about how good the dick is when you're with it. And then when you leave, you're like, what is that good? I don't know. Someone said, yes, so I know where to improve. Someone wrote, not for me. The mystery is part of the suspense, which is so funny. The mystery of whether you were a good hookup or not makes me cackle. Someone said, I've got a real serious praise kink, so this just makes sense to me. I like that. Yeah, I feel like so it's no app like dating or Instagram, Facebook tool for sexual partners, speak, communicate, needs, feed, health back, etc. I mean, that's actually a good point where you could just make it a private thing. I like that. Anyway, someone should jump on that. If you know anything about coding, let me know how it goes. If you can make one for the streets too. And we got a new review from Nick Chanel 94. He gave us 5 stars and said, I love that Zach got the format to change because what? LOL. I like Zach's format better. Sorry, Kelsey. Crying, laughing. The Easter Bunny story seems more unhinged than the convos I've been hearing. I started from newest to oldest. I am so sorry, Nick. Welcome to the chaos. I'm sorry Zach's not here this week. I'm going back to my old format. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is what happens when I'm alone on a Sunday. Yeah, I've been by myself for 3 days with nobody here, okay? I forgot what it was like to live alone. And I get a little stir crazy. I don't mind it, though. I'm getting a lot done. I am getting a lot done. What is that about? When you live with someone and you adore them and you love them and you live so well with them, but when they're gone, you get so much done. I just be wasting time laying on the couch, touching his dingling and stuff. Sheesh, I really got to quit that. Okay, so I made this little section for us because I am trying to change my relationship to corporate greed and capitalism. I made a list of things when I was going through all my finances of purchases that were actually useful that I would purchase again and things that I definitely would not reorder. A lot of these were purchased on, you know, which app, you know, the Bezos app. And, it also had me looking at shit that I bought that I was like, I have Amazon Prime and I primed that to my house. That's so silly. I could have waited until shipping day. Okay. And let's be real. It's a good accessibility app, so I can't knock that. Okay. I will give you for every one thing I would not order. Again, I will give you one thing that I would. Spoiler alert, I have fewer things that I would reorder than I would not. Number one thing I would not reorder, again, that I bought in 2024 that I thought was going to be amazing, it wasn't. A head scratcher thing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You've seen those viral TikToks. A lot of people press the little robot thing and it scratches like their cat's heads. And everyone calls it like the cat scratcher. But it's supposed to be just a head massager, a head scratcher. And boy, oh boy, I got by the ads. I was like, man, that might help with my headaches. Or man, that might help with my TMJ problems or my chronic pain. This thing had like zero grip to it. It had no strength. It's almost more of like a pain and it's quite huge. It has to be recharged and things. And I was like, man, why did I buy this? I ended up giving it away at a white elephant party. But for all y'all who keep seeing that on the ad, they be lying. Okay, those are some paid actors. Because that thing is not that relaxing, all right? It also gets caught in your hair. It's kind of like sticky. I don't know. Just don't go for the head massagers. Okay, I think I would rebuy. That was a good investment. Ring cameras, baby. I stand by my rings. We know all the incidences that have happened at my place, at my residences, the things, the crazy stories. Hey, that's Hollywood living, baby. You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared. We all know I own a gun. We all know I got cameras locked and loaded in this place. And I canceled ADT. Fuck ADT, truly. They know why. And they're trying to come after me for like $70. And I said, I will not pay you that $70 for canceling my contract because y'all broke the contract when your cameras didn't work. Boy, oh boy, I might have to take them as small claims. Anyway, Ring has always come through time and time again. Their products are one of those like buy nice, not twice. So I've seen like a lot of the cheaper knockoff versions of Rings and they're not as good as quality. They don't last long. We all know about the battery scamming in America. But Ring is just like solid quality. They actually have like good response teams. It always works when it says it's going to work. That's the thing. If you're a security camera company, you got to work. In ADT, you do not work. I'm putting that under would never get again. Would not reorder. Dog Halloween costumes. Now listen. Yes, they're cute. Yes, they make good social media posts. But there are so many dog costumes that you can buy secondhand that you do not need to go buy firsthand. I see them all the time, everywhere, on Facebook Marketplace, thrift stores. And I'm like, of course there's dog costumes. Like, where do they go when they're done with them? Like, how long do you keep it? Is it like you wear it once and then never again? I keep all of them because I don't know, when am I going to reuse it? What if we have a themed party where Hippo needs to go as a three-eyed monster? But that's my goal, is he's got enough Halloween costumes to last a lifetime. So no more buying new. Okay, we can purchase, but let's try and do a secondhand. Would buy again. Now, this is going to be a weird one because I know it's a testy. Some people don't really believe in their powers, but I bought a vibration plate. Now, you hear me out. Some people think it's a scam. It's one of those things you stand on. And you know, on TikTok shop, they got me by a chokehold. I saw it a couple times and I was like, let me actually like look into the research of this. And I started to look into some like studies and there was all these things saying like, oh, there's nothing that's proven for it to work. But then I heard a girl who was not sponsored talking about how she would like rest her forearms on the vibration plate, which you're supposed to just stand on it. Well, you can just stand on it. And it shook so much and it like released the tension in her neck and jaw. And y'all know me. I'm always trying to find a way to get rid of this chronic pain, baby. So I bought it, and I do actually think, first of all, it will make you shit your pants. 5 minutes on that thing, do not eat before you do it, because grumbly, grumbly in my tumbly, you will be shitting on your living room floor if you eat and then vibrate plate. I do it first thing when I get up in the morning. I keep it in my living room so I can just boop, step on it, do my breathing exercises, whatever. And I feel such a burn in my thighs and my ass, and it almost gets like itchy because the blood is pumping so hard. And I'm not doing it to lose weight or anything. I'm doing it more to see as like a grounding and nervous system reset. And I genuinely do enjoy the process. I enjoy the ritualistic nature of it. You can do like, if you hold a certain position, like if you try to keep your feet really sturdy, you will feel it in your abs. And listen, is it a scam for weight loss or whatever? Probably. But that's not why I'm using it. I'm using it because there's something about standing on a vibrating plate for 5 minutes that makes me feel good. I can't explain it. I don't understand, but it feels nice. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's like some acupressure on my toesies or just like doing, you know, when you're anxious and you need to shake kind of like a dog, like shakes it off. I think that's what it's doing for me. I should try doing it at night. See if it helps me go to sleep a little more. Anyway, would buy again. Thing I would not reorder, a cat apron. Of course, I got where my cats always like to lay on my lap when I'm working. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I could just put them in this little apron that I got and I could walk around with them and stuff so I don't have to keep put them on and off and on and off. My cats hated that shit. There are so many gimmicky pet products I have bought in my days. And I've actually been pretty lucky that like I've kept a lot of them or most of them have worked. But this one, it just wasn't it. Again, I felt bad that I ordered it and it came in its own packaging and plastic and stuff. And I was like, why did I get this? I know my cats are nearly 15 goddamn years old. You can't teach them a new trick. Okay? They're going to lay on your lap. They did not understand why I kept trying to put them in a fucking pocket. They were not about it. They were looking at me like I was crazy. I did give it to my friend who just got a kitten who could actually put their cat in it because my cats are too fat to go inside the pocket. I don't know if he's using it. I should ask him. Would reorder. Oh, this is actually cool. I actually saw this at Henny's mom's house in Canada, and it was like a digital frame, and I've seen those. Those have been around for years. But like every time I come back, I'd see there was like new updated ones, and I was like, wait, where did those come from? And she's like, oh, it's like a network where we all can share pictures from our phone. You just upload them straight from your phone, no matter where you are in the world. And it's this thing called an Aura frame, like A-U-R-A. And I was like, dang, that would be really good as a gift to get for my family because we are all located in different areas. And how easy for us to all just be able to upload. Like, say I go to an event in LA and I can just throw it up on the family frame. So I bought my family one. And I'll just tell you, I liked it so much, I want to get one for myself. Because I loved the surprise of like seeing new ones go up there, see like new ones pop up, old ones where I was like, oh my God, remember that trip? Like they're just very savvy in their presentation of pictures and how they group things together. And I really liked it. So if you have a gift holiday coming up, maybe Valentine's Day or birthday or whatever, highly recommend the Aura frame. Again, I think it was like $100, which at first I was like, whoa, that's way too much money, Christopher Walken. And they have cheaper ones, but I wanted like a bigger size. And for four people to be using it, split the cost. You know what I'm saying? Everyone chuck in $25 for your family. And y'all can have this cute ass little frame that everyone can use. I liked it. Worth it. And it made my parents really happy. Would not buy a bunch of extension accessories. Now y'all know your girl loves to hyperfixate. And she's good at it. I'm not gonna lie, it's not a problem. I'm actually very good at hyperfixating. It's how I get a lot of things done. But you know, I hyperfixated on giving myself extensions this summer. And listen, I thought they looked cute, but I kept trying to find a bigger and better way to do them. How can I make them higher quality? How can I make them last longer? How can I install them more tech savvy? Because I love a DIY and I couldn't stop. And of course, I bought all these like accessories thinking, oh, well, I need this to be able to make this better. And if I buy this small purchase, it'll actually, in the long run, help pay off the blah, 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 blah. Now I just got a whole bunch of fucking extension accessories that I probably will never use again. Different oils and clips and tapes and bags and hair and shit where I'm like, bitch, I'm gonna just grow my hair out again. I'm just growing my hair. It was a fixation. It was a phase. I'm gonna have to join one of those Facebook groups where we trade fixation hobbies, because does anyone want extensions? Hey, if you want extensions out there and want some extension accessories, send the Cod Pod a DM on Instagram and I'll send you mine. Okay, would buy mouth tape. Mouth tape. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what people say. I'm the most claustrophobic girl in the world, okay? Got locked in the trunk of a car as a child. I never thought I could use mouth tape, and God damn it, if I don't use it now, I sleep poorly. My mouth hangs open. My mouth is... How did I live this many years with such a dry fucking mouth? Every night, my nose was always clogged in the morning when I would wake up. Now, it is never clogged. Never. It is never... It is so wild how much this has changed my sleeping habits, abilities, quality of sleep. I will sing about mouth tape to the motherfucking cows come home. Okay. Would not buy. I'm going to just kind of run through a couple of these because we got to throw it to a break soon. Oh my God. Time flies when you're having fun by yourself. At home gel mani kit. Again, I got fucking got, and I thought, I don't really get pedicures and manicures anyways. If I just do gel at home, cause I'm a DIY girly, they don't last. It doesn't fucking last. The chemicals aren't strong enough. The light isn't solid enough. That shit comes off so fast. Maybe it's me, but it's probably not. What I would buy again, actually, this is important. If you own a cat or a dog and you have an automatic water fountain, you need to throw that shit out or donate it and get yourself a pumpless water fountain. Pumpless, I say. What do you mean? How do I get a pumpless water? Blah, blah, blah. You know how you have to clean that shit out? And if you haven't cleaned it out, you better go look in there because you're about to be real shocked to see how much mold and shit is all over that water pump. A pumpless water fountain uses like magnets to pump the water through based on movement. So it's a motion-activated pumpless water fountain. I have not had an issue with the water fountain. It is so much easier to fill and refill and keep my cats drinking clean water all the time. And it's not very gross. Like, the filter system is very good. I highly recommend. Would not. I gotta go through these. Okay, a face roller. It's just, I don't need it. Use a fucking cold spoon. Would not buy. Lost Book of Herbal Remedies. That TikTok ad got me. Ooh, I was like, well, what if the apocalypse happens? I'm going to need a book of herbal remedies. I haven't looked at it fucking once. Anything that's not an Apple brand charger for a computer, I keep trying to skimp and buy these fucking cheap ass off-brand computer chargers, and they blow up. They burn right out. They break. And I'm like, just buy nice, not twice, okay? Don't buy clip-on bangs. Don't. You think they're cute. You will wear them one time in your little costume party, and then you're going to lose it, throw it away, or get lost. Hell, they might even come off the night of because they're not very reliable. They're not extensions. And yeah, they look silly on your dog, but it really, is that worth all the carbon emissions and plastic he uses to get there? Wasn't for me, homie. Thing I would buy, I'll give you my last would buy, the self-cleaning retainer machine. Oh my God, your girl got Invisalign. And I don't know what I would do without this retainer cleaner. I just bloop those bitches right in, press the button, and it self-cleans. It vibrates. You can also use it to clean jewelry. Don't do it at the same time, obviously. But, man, this has saved me so much time, and it's like a good count. I like how it has a timer on it, and so I try to get a bunch of shit done within, like, 300 seconds. Last thing I would not buy, an at-home lash lift kit. Again, what is it with all these, like, at-home beauty products that I try to DIY? You know what it is? I got good eyelash extensions at home one time, and that's the thing I do not spend money on anymore is eyelash extensions. I just do them at home with myself with clusters, and now I'm like, oh, I could do every beauty system at home. I should be able to do my fingies, my extensions, my fucking lash lift, everything. Let the professionals handle the heavy chemicals, okay? When we come back, confidants, we're going to talk about corporate drama. Confidants, do you struggle with, like, your hormone balance? I know I do. There is so much happening in our environment all the time that is putting me in dysregulation. You know, like, stuff in our food, in our skincare, not to mention all the natural chemical changes that are happening in our bodies in general. But now we don't have to suffer through it anymore, okay? You are not alone. Now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. I am talking about irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use our code Kelsey for 15% off today.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Your girl was on the clock app. And I came across a little tickety tockety, and I said, what? No, this can't be true. How have I never heard about this? Me, your girl, in social justice, doing things, taking down corporations, trying to give information back to the people, running a podcast about these things. How did I not know? And I thought, well, that's what makes this a perfect episode topic for Confidently Insecure, the podcast, so we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. But sit down, buckle up, because I'm about to teach you about the controversy surrounding Nestle. Now, maybe you know all about Nestle, but hey, listen, it's always good to get a refresh on the information and learn some tidbits to tell your friends about, because there will be a call to action at the end of this. Now, before we dive in, let me just say this. Nestle has been canceled for decades, right? I don't know how they've been functioning still for like all the drama surrounding them, all the lawsuits, all the things. They must have a great PR team, because they be cooking still. But they have had so much drama that I feel like has not hit mainstream news, or people just kind of forget about it, or they don't know Nestle owns so many companies. But when I was like reading about them, I was like, this is like having one of those friends, you know, like if Nestle was your friend that keeps saying like they're going to like dump that toxic guy, like they're not going back to them. It's like they swear they won't, but they do. And then you're like, oh, you're the problem. It's not all the people. It's you. You're the problem. It's you. It's a lot of toxic energy, and oh boy, we've got a lot to unpack. I wrote down from baby formula wars to slavery. Yeah, we're going there. Okay. Let's get into it. Nestle's infamous involvement in the baby formula market. Okay. In 1970s, Nestle, okay, they own a whole bunch of brands, they decided to expand its empire into developing countries by aggressively marketing baby formula. Now, at first glance, it seems like harmless, right? Like a baby's got to eat. But here's where it gets sketchy. Nestle is like the one to blame for promoting formula as a superior option to breast milk. And I know you're like, oh, that's not bad. It is bad, because they took it way too motherfucking far. They're trying to sell a product, right? It's baby formula. And they're like, wow, there's a lot of baby formula to be had. If we take away all the titties that the babies drink from, they got to drink from something. So how do we get rid of all the titties, right? So they weren't selling as many formulas in America as they would have liked to see, because a lot of women were like, no, breastfeeding is better than formula. And they were like, oh, you guys have access to like doctors and education and are literate. Okay, so y'all know the truth. We're going to go to Africa. Okay, where there's no clean drinking water in certain areas. They were going to illiterate parts of town. They were targeting poor and impoverished people and saying, hey, guess what? We're going to dress our employees up as nurses. Okay, they weren't even real nurses. They dress up and they go to these towns and they say, we're doctor approved telling you that formula is better than breast milk. And here, we're even going to be so nice. We're going to give you some for free. You got to try this stuff. It's so great. But by the way, don't read the back, and just make sure you don't use it with any dirty water, because it'll like really harm a bunch of infants. But listen, you got to use this formula. It is scientifically proven to be better than breast milk, which was not true. So then the mothers, of course, they started using the formula. And boob milk is kind of like if you don't use it, you lose it situation. And so when they stopped using it, their boobs, they did lose it, their boob milk. Okay. And they had to use this formula. And guess what? The formula they were mixing with unsafe drinking water, because how else are they going to feed the formula to babies? Well, they didn't know that mixing unsafe water with baby formula would end up in a catastrophic combination and mix, right? Because they don't have any access to clean water or reliable medical care. So what would happen? Formula is not a safe and sustainable option for these towns. And yet, Nestle was like, no. Keep using it. It's good. You got to use it. It's better. It's better for your babies. And it's fine. They're getting whatever they need from the nutrients from it. And basically, these babies ended up drinking a bunch of contaminated water mixed with formula. They're responsible for over 200K infant deaths per year because of that. But it gets worse. Nestle was also using very unethical marketing tactics, like we said, using hospital giveaways. They were pressuring doctors to recommend the formulas. They were like going around to hospitals being like, you have to use this. You have to push this. And guess what? We have a lot of money, so we're going to lobby against whatever it is you want women to do, and we're going to push our narrative instead. What if I also told you that Nestle was a huge reason why the U.S. is one of only 4 countries in the freaking world that doesn't have mandatory maternity leave? We did an episode about that. Infuriating. Here's the thing. Nestle has a product to sell, And if you're at home with your baby, you're going to breastfeed. So they don't want you staying at home with your baby. They want you at work. They want you far away from boob milk to baby. They need you to become addicted to formula, and they need your baby to become addicted to formula. And they are the ones who are helping lobbying these government regulations that say we don't need maternity leave because we would rather be able to sell more formula if mothers are back at work. They have also said that breastfeeding, more breastfeeding causes them to lose $350 billion a year. Okay? Because more women were like, oh, wait, I think I can breastfeed, so I'm gonna. And they were like, no, please don't. And they were like, yeah, I'm gonna. And they're like, oh, no, that's money from our pockets. $350 billion a year. Now, I completely understand why people need to use formula. I'm not saying don't use formula. Just don't use Nestle's formula. Okay? In fact, Nestle has such a history of lawsuits, and one of the most recent one focuses on the company's role in causing environmental harm and allegedly profiting off of child labor. Yes, you heard me right. In 2020, the company was accused of sourcing cacao beans from farms that use child labor and human trafficking. And this is after years of allegedly turning a blind eye to the issue. Nestle responded like they always do with statements full of corporate speak saying, we are committed to human rights and will investigate the matter further. You know, the same company that sold toxic baby formula. But, you know, we're going to look into it. We promise. We swear. Pinky promise. Getting to the real dark side, like I mentioned, the operations from Nestle involving slavery. Nestle has long been tied to human trafficking, particularly in its cocoa supply chains. Several investigations have uncovered that the company has been complicit in supporting child and slave labor on cacao farms in Africa, especially in countries like the Ivory Coast and Ghana, where most of their cacao beans come from. Obviously, this is a massive issue because slavery, but also these cacao farmers are not only underpaid, but also they work already in dangerous conditions. And there has been consistent evidence that Nestle and other chocolate companies are aware of this issue, but have done very little to stop it. They do like little have these promises. They'll be like, oh, we're going to partner with this company and that company, but it doesn't make a larger, grander footprint on their own footprint. And as consumers, right, we want to believe when a company is like, we're doing this, we're going to make this change, that they are actually doing it, right? But they give us these little half-ass promises. And Nestle at this point, like, they've proven where their, like, money where their mouth is, right? Like, they haven't stopped. This has been, like, a decade's horrific practice that they have not changed. So what are we supposed to do, right? Because I was like, this is a little depressing. What are the confidants supposed to do when I read all of this savage information? Well, you got to make their pockets hurt. We know your spending power is your power when it comes to corporate greed. And a lot of these brands I actually reading did not know that they are a Nestle company because they are just not only chocolate, but they own a bunch of brands. So for beverages, they own Nescafe, the instant brand coffee, Nestle Pure Life, which is bottled water, Poland Springs. You know that in the U.S. Shit, I'm so guilty of drinking so much Poland Springs. Nestle, ready to drink iced tea, and Toll House Cafe. Toll House cookies, dog. We got to start eating some other kind of cookies. Hey, if you got a cookie brand you love that's not Nestle owned, drop it in the comments below. For nutrition and health, Gerber. As we know, they don't give a fuck about your baby. They give a fuck about their puckies. So Gerber, that cute little baby on the front, wouldn't count around that baby being around for too long if it stays on Nestle products. Okay. Boost, which are nutritional shakes and supplements. Carnations, which are dairy-based products like evaporated milk, which I've seen a lot in like the baking aisle. And nutritional supplements, products like Optifast and several medical nutrition lines for conditions like diabetes, which is a condition corporations love to take advantage of. In the confectionery department, you've got Kit Kat. This one really hurt my soul. Smarties. I fucking love Smarties. But I'll have to give them up if they be like this. Butterfinger. Crunch. Yeah. Not doing that at the movies anymore. And Nestle chocolate in general, which is like, you know, your chocolate bars, your baking chocolates, etc. In dairy, Nestle dairy products include milk powders, yogurt, and related dairy items. La Lecheria, sweetened condensed milk and other dairy products. Frozen foods, this one all shocked me. DiGiorno! Fuck! Hot Pockets, out. Stouffer's, lasagna, not in this house anymore. Lean Cuisine, never liked them anyway. Pet care. Ooh, don't make me get started on the pet care industry, particularly the food, pet food industry. Purina, owned by Nestle. Friskies, owned by Nestle. Beneful, dog food brand, owned by Nestle's. Other brands you might not be thinking of, Maggie, which is a seasoning and ready meals. Vittle, which is bottled water. And Acrola, I think I'm saying that right. Nutritional supplements that focus on natural ingredients. I'd like to know how natural they are versus greenwashing, but another day, another episode. So what can we do as consumers? Well, we cannot buy these products. We can encourage our friends, and when we're out and we see someone that has that product or they're shopping and you see someone grab it, hey, did you know this? Hey, did you know Nestle's responsible for that? Hey, did you know the best way to make their pockets hurt is just by switching brands? I know it's hard to teach an old dog new trick if it's something you've bought forever, but next time you have like a free day, just go see what other alternatives there are. Flip the back of that packaging and make sure you don't see that big old symbol for Nestle on there. The best way to create change besides, making their packets hurt is to share this information, right? So, tell people to listen to this episode of the podcast or regurgitate some of this information for them. Fucking post it on your story, you know? But obviously like the most straightforward way is refusing to buy products, especially the most popular brands like Nescafe, Kit Kat, Poland Springs, and Gerber. Like if those went under, the company would go under. Also, they're on every major social media platform. So, you know, the company's marketing teams like does monitor and track public sentiment. So if people are commenting on their stuff, like in a way where they can't like mass delete it, that is a good thing. You know, if every time someone goes to the comments to look at something, just be like, oh, I like this chocolate milk. What are people saying about it? And someone's like, hey, you guys got to change your business practices. Someone might go, huh, interesting. You know, the power of social media. Also, we know lobbyists are responsible for making a lot of laws and being responsible for paying to get elected officials in that they want. This happens every time someone new gets elected for president, where they'll show like all the brands who supported them, and like then people get mad for a little bit, and then we forget and we go back to those stores. I don't go to Home Goods anymore, which is a crazy statement to make. But I think it's one of those things where it's like, man, just these small little changes, if we all actually, we could actually make this company change their policies. And I feel like this episode kind of just goes in line with the way we were talking about the acts of Luigi, our guy, and understanding where people come from. It's like overwhelming when you look at it from a macro scale, like, oh, holy shit, like the corporate greed is insane. And like pockets over people, like profit over people is so disheartening. But you can do your little part by spreading the information, being aware. Again, this is a podcast where we don't know everything. So just even learning about it, I commend you. Pat yourself on the back and don't eat Nestle. Hey, confidants. We did it. We did another solo dolo episode together. How you feeling this top of the year? What's been the hardest thing to get back to in your routine? What are you most looking forward to this year? If you have anything you'd like to say in a review, you know I'd love it if you'd leave me 5 stars, because if you don't, what are you doing here? And I'm too sensitive, so please don't leave anything less than 5. Also, go follow us at Confidently Pod on the IG. Check out this week. I'm sure we'll be doing a New Year's giveaway, because y'all, we found out we do 11 giveaways a year, which is crazy. Some good product. Good sustainable products. Although I think we might have had a Nestle tea one once. Oh my God, I gotta go back and look. We won't do that again. Hey, I hope you have a fantastic fucking week. Love you, confidants. Bye.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.